Welcome to another episode of our Wellness Podcast. I'm Mark DeFee, and with me is Casey Schroeder. We're both licensed therapists who focus on workplace mental health.
We're also pretty good friends, so we're going to have a little bit of fun, maybe tell some stories, but most importantly, we're going to give you some great information to help you develop both personally and professionally. Does that sound good? All right, let's dive in.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode. I'm Mark, and joined with me is Casey. And today we are talking about depression. And depression isn't something that's just an American thing. It is a worldwide concern, and it has only gotten worse during the pandemic. So even before the pandemic, 264 million people worldwide had been depressed or diagnosed with depression. And so it's something that continues to get worse during the pandemic, and it's not talked about enough. I know we're starting to get more communication out there on a regular basis, which is great. However, we also know it's a serious topic, and we want people to want to continue listening. So we're going to do it in a little bit of a fun format here. My co-host Casey has been kind enough to agree to allow me to pepper her with some true or false questions to help us gain a little bit more understanding on depression and what we might do to either help ourselves or someone else in our life. So Casey, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm excited. I'm kind of like, you know, game quiz ready here.
Game quiz ready. I like it. Mm-hmm. With that in mind, let's dive in. So these are all true or false statements. So true or false, there is only one type of depression.
Definitely false. There are several different types of depression. I mean, just off the top of my head, I'm thinking major depression, postpartum depression. There's kind of situational depression, and I don't want to say minor depression, but varying levels of depression. And not only are there different types, but each person kind of experiences these different types of depression differently.
I agree. I would add dysthymia in there, kind of that persistent low-level depression. But you know, these all have similar characteristics or similar symptoms, you know, those feelings of overwhelming sadness or a loss of interest in, you know, things that normally bring us pleasure or, you know, interest us, I guess. So they all kind of tie into each other. But you're right, there are a number of different types of depression, which will dictate the ways to approach addressing those issues and moving beyond them. So Casey, there you go. You got the first one right. Number two, true or false, women are more likely to be depressed than men?
I think this is kind of a trick question, to be quite honest, because yes and no. I think that if you look at the statistics, at the research, you're going to find that a lot of different sources state that women do experience depression at a higher rate than males. I don't know if that's necessarily true, because there's also research that indicates that females are more likely to report that they're feeling depressed and seek out treatment for depression than men are. So this, to me, is kind of a true-ish, false-ish. It depends on how you read the stats on it.
Yeah. And I like that answer. I agree with it as well. It is something that needs to be taken with a grain of salt, because even in, you know, utilization data, we know that women access counseling at a much higher rate than men. And so they're open to disclosing that they're struggling with depression. And they're probably also more able to recognize when they're feeling symptoms of depression, because, again, women are usually more open to discussing it and seeking out care for it. So I don't know if women actually are more depressed, but they certainly do a better job of reaching out when they need help, it seems like.
Yeah, for physical and mental health, right?
Yeah. Okay, so moving on from gender, question number three, true or false, your genes play a role in depression?
Oh, for sure. True. Definitely. When I think about it, you know, there are genes, there's what I would think like major depression genes, right? If your parents or somebody in your gene lineage had some sort of behavioral health issue, your likelihood of getting that gene would be higher. And with depression too, you know, there's also physical ailments that are genetic that could make you more predisposed to depression as well. maybe it's hormonal, maybe it is kind of the endocrine system or something of that nature, but there are different physical ailments that you are predisposed to genetically that can make you more likely to be depressed.
All right, you ready for your fourth question?
I'm ready.
So, true or false, talk therapy is better than medication to treat depression?
Oh, gosh, this is, you know, it's true-ish, false-ish again. Yes, and no.
I agree.
You know what I mean? It's not a clear true, it's not a clear false. And this is why I think, like we were talking about before, there's different types of depression and people react to depression differently. There are certainly situations where medication is needed to kind of get to a baseline to even be able to have the energy for talk therapy. But there are definitely different situations, different types of people, different types of depression where talk therapy might be more beneficial than medication because of things like side effects and how open somebody is to talk therapy and things of that nature.
Yeah, I agree with all that. And I think if someone had said that to me, I would respond a lot like you would. I mean, for me, talk therapy can hit at the core of issues and help change behaviors to keep people on the right track on a long-term basis. But like you said, some people just have so little energy and motivation and desire to change that medication gives them that boost so they can begin looking at themselves. So both are needed, and it's okay if someone realizes they need medication on top of therapy.
Absolutely.
Okay, so last question here. True or false, depression looks the same in children as it does adults?
Definitely false. You know, I think when we think about kids and depression, first, I think it's important for us, especially now where we do see the rates of depression and even despair in kids and teenagers rising, we have to acknowledge that children get depressed. And when kids get depressed, it definitely looks a little bit different than it does in adults. A lot of times, you know, they might be a little bit more psychosomatic in nature, right? Like they might complain more about physical ailments than adults do because they don't have the words to say that they're not feeling right. They can tell you that their belly aches, but they might not be able to tell you it's because they are sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And talking about it, it takes a different approach too. You know, we have a almost 3-year-old, but we already talk to him about when he's feeling angry. You know, are there moments where you feel frustrated? Yeah, you know, and just helping him understand that it's okay to feel that way. And we want him to tell us those things.
Yeah. I mean, we have a feelings chart in my house with our small children.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And it's basically just it's a magnet on the side of our refrigerator, and it's got a smiley face or like a face on it. And it's all different types of emojis. And then they have the word underneath the face, and they can simply just point to what they're feeling. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, kids can't tell you. I mean, some kids can. I shouldn't be that general. Some kids are very articulate and they can connect the dots. But, you know, sometimes we have to realize that their feelings come out in very different ways than ours do because they don't have the words behind it.
Yeah, those are all great points. So thank you for allowing me to toss some questions your way today. To our listeners, I know we took a lighthearted approach to this episode, but this is a serious condition. So if you or someone you know is struggling with depression, please remember that there are resources available, whether it's counseling or medication or both. You don't have to suffer with depression alone. We all just need to find the courage to seek out care when we need it. So thank you, everyone. Take care and be well. If you're looking for more information on this topic, use the search function on the right-hand side of this website.